as that this is erected in Russell McKinley. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. McKinley. M-C-K-I-N-L-E-Y. McKinley. M-C-K-I-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 2/28/1930. Date of visit 7/16/25. Clean that copy for Mark Kendrick, M.D. M-A-R-K. Mark Kendrick. K-E-N-D-R-I-K. M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Russell McKinley for permanent evaluation. Next, chest present illness. This is the 95-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking a pack per day for over 75 years, has been recently smoking about half a pack per day and has been on home oxygen at 2 liters for COPD. The patient has shortness of breath with activity and cough and mild wheezing period. He also has been bringing up whitish mucus, and he denied recent weight loss. He has had no fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of tonsillectomy remotely, prior history of hypertension for over 40 years, history of diabetes mellitus type 2 for 40 years, and and has a history of depression and hypothyroidism. Next, paragraph, allergies to lisinopril and paroxetine. Next, paragraph, let's see, habits the patient smoked half of one pack per day. Has done so for over 75 years. No alcohol use. Next, med list. Claritin 10 milligrams daily. Lysix 40 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine 112 micrograms daily. Losartan 50 milligrams daily. Carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID. And Steolto-Respimat 2 puffs daily. Atorvastatin 80 milligrams. I'm sorry, 40 milligrams daily. Aspirin 1 daily and Lantus insulin 22 units sub-Q daily and regular insulin 4 units as needed. Next, family history, father and mother both died of old age. Next, review of systems of patient has fatigue and mild weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma, no urinary frequency or flank pains. Yes, had some hoarseness and shortness of breath with wheezing. No abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea, constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations. And does have leg swelling. And he has depression and PTSD. He has hay fever and has easy bruising and joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headache, but has numbness of the extremities. No skin rash. He has some skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male, pale, alert, no acute distress. No cyanosis. There's mild peripheral edema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse is 64, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 168, saturation 93. HEND anomphalic people so reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruising of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds for the periphery. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular asthmaness, too, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 2+ edema with decreased peripheral pulses. No cap tenderness, reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor defects, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus, type 2. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Number 6, nicotine dependency. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. He will get a complete pulmonary function study and a 6-minute walk test to see if he qualifies for portable oxygen concentrator. He was also advised to use a nebulizer at home with albuterol solution, TIDPRN. And his recent chest CT was reviewed, which showed severe emphysema and some basilar scarring. The follow-up visit will be arranged for approximately 6 weeks. Thank you. Can you please add in the final diagnosis PTSD? As number 7, PTSD. Next, at the end, please mention, thank you for this consultation copy for Dr. Mark Kendrick, M.D. Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, M.D.